Next Move Group, the voice of economic development.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's video, which is going to be on video interviewing. So how to ace a video interview. Now, as everybody knows, the contagion in 2020 has made virtual meetings far more commonplace. So whether it's Skype or especially Zoom, this has become far more common. Now, our search firm and other search firms used to do video interviews a lot before COVID, and after it's just become more and more commonplace. And in the future, I think most interview processes are going to have at least one, if not two rounds of video interviews. So this video is going to be very important. But the one thing you need to understand is instead of calling this acing a video interview, we should probably call it how to pass a video interview, because nobody is going to hire, at least not in the economic development field, nobody is going to hire you strictly on a video interview. So kind of like the old site selection game, you can't win a project on an RFI, you just don't want to get eliminated. It's the same mindset for a video interview. You want to take a lot of precautions, plan ahead, and just make sure that you beat half the field and keep going on to the next level. So a lot of these tips we're going to talk to today are all about preparation, stuff that you can do ahead of time, testing things out, ways that you can make sure that you beat most of the field before you even turn the camera on. And that's the main thing you want to do, is make sure you do not get eliminated or make any huge glaring mistakes during the video interview process. So the first thing we want to touch on is familiarize yourself with the software that you're going to use for the video interview. And again, most everybody currently is using Zoom. Some people still use Skype or even Google Hangouts. There's a lot of software out there. And by the time you watch this video, there may be a whole new platform out there that people are using all the time. But the main thing is, no matter how well you know and understand video software, you want to make sure and test this out a day or two ahead of time. Not only that, but also about 45 minutes ahead of time. So this is testing your sound and your visual. Make sure you know everything about that software a day or two ahead of time. And again, right before your interview, an hour, just to make sure that your Wi-Fi is working, that everything's working correctly. That way you have about 45 minutes in case there is some sort of technical glitch. You can troubleshoot it, or even if it's an internet thing, you can find another location quickly to do your video interview. But we've done several of these where people can't get their sound working. They have to call in on a phone. And although it may not appear that bad to the search committee that's watching this video interview, it sometimes throws the interviewer off themselves because they did not expect to be talking on a phone, or the camera's messed up, or, you know, they got all dressed up and the camera isn't showing them on the screen. And so that can psychologically put doubts in your head, which affect your video interview. So again, it seems commonplace, but make sure a day or two ahead of time, you figure out what the software is that you're going to be using for this video interview, download it, make sure it works perfectly, and try it again the day of. And this is going to put you at a very calm ease of mind before you start your video interview. The next thing is be aware of your lighting and your camera angle. So this again falls in the preparation category, but this is very, very important. You don't know how many times we'll do video interviews with a search committee and people will not have their camera pointed in the right direction or the lighting correct. So here's a few tips that you should be aware of before you start a video interview. The first is lighting. You want to get a lamp and set it behind your computer. Even now they sell little things on Amazon for $20 that you can attach to your computer that's a little spotlight that affects you. So you do not want a very dark room. You want to make sure the lighting is correct. And again, these tips and tricks, they're going to separate you from half the field immediately of other people that do not do these things before they do a video interview. But you want a little light kind of behind the camera pointing on you that makes you look good. You also want to be aware of the color of your backdrop and the color of the clothes that you're wearing. So if you're kind of pale skinned, you don't want a very white background behind you. That's a good example. Another thing is you want to make sure that there's a little bit of contrast between the wall behind you or the colors behind you and your skin tone and what you're wearing. As far as camera angle, this is very important. So you want the camera angle either pointed kind of directly with you or looking somewhat down at you. So this is an old journalism trick. You don't want the camera pointed right up at your chin or at your nose, because you can get a double chin look. If you have big nostrils like I do, you can see up them. It's not a good look overall. So try to either get some books and set your computer on it, or something where your camera is kind of at eye level. And if you make sure the color is good behind you, make sure you have a little light behind your computer, and you make sure the camera is eye level or a little above eye level, you are automatically going to look a lot better than if you just turn the computer on. So again, think ahead and plan these kind of tips and tricks out, because they will make your video interview go a lot smoother. So in addition to the camera and lighting, you also want to be very aware of your background. Make sure you have a professional background behind you. And listen, we've had so many candidates do our video interviews from a car or sitting in their Lazy Boy with a cell phone out. And search committees comment on this. So, you know, you don't have to be in an office with a skyline behind you and a beautiful background, but you need to put a little thought into the image that your background portrays before your video interview. You know, if you want to have some stuff hanging in the background, if you do it from home, if your home office, or if you do it from your regular office, whatever you want to do, plan this out ahead of time where the backdrop portrays the image that you want to portray. But please do not do this from your car. Find somewhere, even if it's a library, you have to go rent a room at, or at the local college, wherever it is, find somewhere that looks somewhat professional behind you. Because every time somebody's done this from the living room or done it from a Lazy Boy or done it from their car, they have not advanced to the next round because the search committees, it just doesn't look professional. It doesn't give off the image that you want to portray. So this is another thing that you could do 2 or 3 days ahead of time and plan all this out. So you have no pressure and the video interview is far easier when you turn the camera on and get started. Another thing that you want to do is make sure you eliminate all distractions in your house. So a common one is an animal. If you have a dog that's going to be barking, put them outside, put them in a room far away. If you have kids that are going to be at the house, make sure they know not to come in. This seems like a very common sense kind of thing, but you don't know how many times during a video interview you run into these problems. Make sure the phone's off the hook. Your cell phone is silent. Because anything that distracts you, although maybe common to the search committee, can get in your head and throw you off momentum. And again, I'm going to hit this point over and over. The point of a video interview is not to eliminate yourself. So every precaution that you can take to make sure that your video interview is going to go smoothly is going to help you advance to the next round. So dogs and kids are a very, very common one, but it could be you're doing this at your current job in the office. So you want to make sure that you have a do not disturb sign. So your administrative assistant and your staff members don't come in and bother you. You want to make sure your cell phone is off. Make sure there is nothing for that 30 or 45 minutes that is going to come and intervene and mess up your video interview. Also, along with the same lines of eliminating distractions, make sure you close your email and all open browsers on your computer before you start your video interview. You want to make sure the only thing open on your desktop is Zoom or Skype or whatever software you're using for the video interview. I'll tell you a story. We were doing this video interview not too long ago, doing it live with the search committee, and somebody had left their browser open, and one of those ads, I don't know if it was ESPN or CNN, but a commercial started playing, and they panicked and had to go and turn their thing off. All the time when we're doing it, somebody's email will go off, and you'll hear the little Outlook notification. So it seems self-explanatory. Make yourself a little checklist from this video before you start your video interview. Make sure all this stuff is turned off so there's no sound distractions, so nothing pops up during the process that can throw you off your game. So most of the tips we talked about so far were preparation, stuff you can do beforehand. Now let's get into the actual video interview portion and give you some tips how you can excel at that. And the first thing is you need to always know where the camera is on your computer. And what I mean by that is, so a lot of times the search committee will all be in the same room and it's a little bit easier. But a lot of times if you're using Zoom, there could be 8 or 10 people that have little boxes all over your computer screen. And what will happen is if a different search committee member asks you a question, your natural inclination is to look at the box that they're at on Zoom and talk directly to them. And so that looks a little odd when you're doing the Zoom interview from the other end. So you want to make sure that no matter who asks you the question, that you're always looking directly at or a little below or a little above the camera. So it looks like you're making eye contact with them. Because if you look down at the bottom right or the bottom left of the camera, it's going to look like you're not looking at them when you answer the question. So keep that in mind. During the whole 30 or 45 minute video interview process, you want to keep your eyes directly at the camera and not to look away. It may feel a little odd to you not looking at anybody that's asking you a question, but when you're sitting on the other end of the Zoom, it's going to look like you're making direct eye contact the entire time. So keep that in mind. It's something that's a little different than a regular interview. You want to make eye contact only with the camera. Next, we want to talk about treating it just like a real in-person interview. So what do I mean by that? Well, the first thing is dress. So you want to wear if you're a male, wear your sports coat and maybe even a tie. Don't just wear a golf shirt or polo or even a t-shirt. Dress exactly like you would for an in-person interview. Women are usually a little better than this on the video interview process, but definitely women wear a blazer, which you would wear to an in-person interview. So again, search committees get a little put off when they see 8 candidates, 6 of them have a tie on, and one of them is just sitting there in a polo. It makes you think you're not professional. Another thing to do besides dress is to make sure you prepare just like it's a real interview. So, you know, if you're going into a real interview, you're going to read the job profile before you're going to go in. You're going to think about certain questions that you may be asked, and you're going to prepare answers for those. Well, a video interview is no different. Although you're not that far down the process, you still want to prepare because it is going to help you. You're going to be asked the same type of questions. So think about answers for that. You know, treat it and prepare for it exactly like you would if you were traveling to town for your dream job. So, and again, we have a video on video interview process. You may want to go watch that as well before the video interview, just to kind of prepare the same exact way you would for an in-person interview. So, you know, prepare, dress, treat it very formally, and it's going to show and put you above those candidates that you're competing against that are not treating it formally. One of the main keys you want to keep in mind during a video interview is to make sure you sell the development, not the management. So again, it's called economic development, not economic manager. So what do I mean exactly by this? Well, in a video interview, you have far less time than you do in an in-person interview. So instead of the fluff, you want to even be better at hitting the high points of your career. You want to get right down to the brass tacks of it. And that is the development that you've done. So you want to hit the jobs created. You want to hit the projects won. If you haven't won any projects, hit the projects you've worked, the number of RFIs. You want to hit tangible, quantitative results, not stuff like, I managed a staff of 4 people. I oversaw a budget. That stuff that everybody that's doing a video interview has done. You want to hit, I've created 350 jobs in the last year. You know, I've helped this many businesses expand. So you want to definitely hit the development side, not the management side, because the people you're competing against are going to talk more and more about the management side. So, you know, if it's a 15 or 30 minute video interview, the more you hit numbers, the more you're going to separate yourself and make sure you come in for the in-person interview. And finally, and I even had to underline this in red because it's so important and the most common mistake we see over and over again, please, please do not use notes for your video interview. Don't have them in the room. Don't have them sitting on your desk. Don't even have them in the house or the office that you're doing it. I would throw them away 30 minutes before you start the video interview. It's fine to prepare. It's fine to read. But there is not a bigger turnoff in the world than when you're on camera and you are looking obviously down at a piece of paper or off to the right at a piece of paper to make sure you hit everything. Seems like common sense, but people over and over and over and over again make this little mistake. Making notes on the stuff you want to make sure you touch on is fine. I'd even encourage it. It's good to read the bullet points. Say, hey, I want to hit this point. I want to hit this point. This community is probably looking for this. Again, talking about mirroring the community, which we do in one of our other videos. All that is very good, but do not have that piece of paper or that notebook anywhere near you when you do the video interview. So many times we see candidates do this, and it is very blatant and very obvious. No matter where you put the camera, even if you put it on your computer screen just under the camera, it is going to be obvious that you are looking down at notes. So if you take anything away from this video, please do not use notes. Don't get them anywhere near you when you start this, and you will be ahead of the field because so many candidates make this mistake. So we hope this video was helpful. A lot of it is self-explanatory, and again, most of it is stuff you can do a day or two ahead of time before your video interview starts. And this is going to separate you from your competition, I promise you. We do so many video interviews. We did a lot of them before COVID. Now we're doing even more. And we see the same common mistakes over and over and over. And this is your competitors. So again, prepare, make sure you know the software, make sure the lighting and the background's good. Make sure you wear a tie or a blazer if you're a woman. Stuff like that you can plan ahead of time. And the other thing to keep in mind is you do not have as long a time during a video interview as you do as an in-person. So make sure you hit the high points. And please, please don't use notes. Other than that, you're going to be okay. Keep in mind that nobody is going to hire you based on how well you do on your video interview. I promise you, we've had candidates that have the most amazing resume ever, and the most amazing video interview ever, and they still have to come and compete in person and sell themselves. So if you can just put the mindset, I'm going to eliminate as much risk as possible. I'm going to make sure and be safe and make sure and do everything properly and make sure and get to the next round. That's kind of the mindset that you want to have. So we want to thank you all for watching this video. As a little thank you gift for either purchasing or being a Movement member, you get 10% off any of the Next Move Group consulting products or services. So just reach out to Chad and I. If there's anything that we can help you with, you get 10% off just for watching this video. So again, we want to thank you for your time, and we'll see you again soon.